The Broncos are back on track after sending the undefeated Cardinals packing. It's off to the Big Apple for a showdown against the Jets. How Denver plans to overcome familiar faces and familiar surroundings. Fox on Fox kicks off right now. Welcome into Fox on Fox. It is week number 6 of the NFL season. It'll be game number 5 for the now 3-1 Denver Broncos. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, it's your first game going across country, your first early game. A lot of challenges involved in that. How do you make sure that your team's up, I guess, for this game, literally, figuratively?
Well, I mean, that's a challenge every week. So it's our second road game, and we lost our first outing out there in Seattle. This is one that's 2 hours time difference and 1 o'clock kickoff. So we leave early and getting their body clock adjusted. You're looking for peak performance, and it's something we've had success with, and we'll continue to do it.
Going back to the Arizona game, offensively, you put up 41 points on the scoreboard, over 500 total yards of offense. Did it feel good to kind of get back to running up the scoreboard a little bit?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you're trying to just get more than they get. So. We had a couple of mishaps early in the game, two interceptions that led to points on the board for them. We'd like to clean that up offensively. The Arizona had won all three of their games, trailing in the fourth quarter. So how we finished was going to be important, and I was pleased with how that developed.
For as good as the passing game was, obviously, the running game still sputtered, at least in the first half. You lose Monte Ball with a groin strain now for several weeks. You got a couple other guys. How about Ronnie Hillman specifically? Are you comfortable and confident in what he might be able to do to step in and help you guys win football games?
Yeah, I mean, this game's about trust. And, I think he earned my trust, his coach's trust, the rest of his teammates' trust by going out there performing well in the game versus Arizona.
And speaking of that trust, he also seems to have Peyton Manning's trust. Quick soundbite from Peyton here on Ronnie Hillman.
Been running out there in pregame warmups as a starting back. There's a different hat that you wear, and so we're counting on him. In the run game, pass protection, there's no question he has a burst that is pretty unique when he gets the ball in his hands. It's our job to give him the space. At the same time, we're counting on him to handle all parts of playing running back.
We've seen the explosiveness from one Ronnie Hillman. Some of the other things, holding onto the football, ball security, making sure that he's blocking for number 18 right there. Has he come a long way in his development in those areas, Coach?
Yeah, I think people forget, he came out as a young player. I mean, he's still probably one of the younger guys on our football team. And this is his third season. So he had the fumbling issues last year. That took a little bit to overcome. He had some spurts of good play. But I think he's matured. He understands our offense isn't exactly an easy offense. It's not like we call a play and just go up there and run it. There's a lot of checks and changes. And, part of the skill level it takes to play in the league is doing all parts of your job. And so it's not just running the ball. It's pass pros, pass receiving, so all those things. And I've seen a growth and a maturity, and excited to see it again on Sunday.
All right, thanks, Coach. And we'll be back with much more from Coach Fox coming up in just a minute. But next up, let's take a look at some of the top J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets the Broncos need to keep an eye on this week. Raul Martinez is in studio with a look at this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
That's right, Nick. Don't be fooled by the 1-4 record. The Jets do have some explosive players who can be difference makers. And it starts with a familiar face. Remember this guy? After hauling in 14 touchdowns and nearly 1,300 yards last year as a Denver Bronco, Eric Decker headed east for greener pastures, or at least greener jerseys and the green that is money. And despite being slowed by a bad hamstring, Decker is New York's leading receiver in yards and touchdowns this season. He's been limited in practice all week, but is expected to line up on Sunday. Now to the quarterbacks. And if you're wondering how bad things have been behind center this year, take a look at Monday's cover of the New York Daily News. That's right. They're calling for Tim Tebow. That's because Geno Smith and Michael Vick Rae combined 12 for 31, throwing for 74 yards and an interception against the Chargers. Yikes. But don't sleep on these guys. Both are dynamic players, and the Jets run a read option. It's the first time the Broncos defense has faced that scheme all year. And the other side of the ball, the Jets are a well-coached defense who puts a big emphasis on getting to the quarterback. And these three guys are some of the best. Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, and Calvin Pace have a combined 9.5 sacks already this season. And they'll be looking to make Peyton Manning uncomfortable all afternoon. Demaryius Thomas broke out in a big way against Arizona, breaking the Broncos' single-game record for receiving. Up next, we're sitting down with DT to talk about the secret to his success on Sunday and what it's like to line up against the game's top cornerbacks. Plus, a proud mama and papa with front row seat to history, how the parents of Julius Thomas are reacting to his meteoric rise as one of the game's top tight ends.